بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Okay, we had 13 lessons so far, and we discussed on different topics on spirituality. Last day we talked about the some practical ways in spirituality, and we chose to have 3 P's as just to remember it, and that it is not to say that it's a kind of just taking some words for that. Actually, it happens to be like that, that they started with the P, that okay, we started with the prayer as the first one, and we said that there are some recommendation in our prayer, that the prayer is the very first question that we're going to have it in hereafter, so we have to be ready for that. And when we want to do it by heart presence, so it's better to have it in the way that the hadith itself recommended to us, that do it as the last prayer. Whenever you do it and you try to have it for the as a last prayer, so it means that you're gonna never repeat it again. So it is a kind of focusing on that, just because you are talking exactly like that as we have it, the same story in our external life. That if I have a friend and this is the last time that I have to talk to him or her, and never I saw again, I see again. So this is the case, that exactly when we just remember or remind ourselves that okay, Allah is the best friend. He is the real friend that we're gonna have it, and that again, let's go back to those discussion that we had. Okay, what is the role of friend? Is just for help? Is it like for just to make us free of loneliness? Is it just whatever that we think about the friendship in our external life? So Allah would be the best one and the real one that we're gonna have it for ever and in hereafter too. So when we try to focus on that, this is going to be the last one, so it's a better way for our heart presence. The second P that we have it here, and it's one of the interesting point in Islamic teaching, is people. You know, when I'm saying that it is a interesting point in Islamic teaching, because we have a kind of misunderstanding that okay, when we are talking about spirituality and spirit, and it's not the material thing, so this is Allah and we have to think about that. So what is the role of people? It means we have to be against people, and that we have Allah and we have people here, so we have to choose one of these two ways. Either we have to go this way to Allah, or remember that we had a kind of discussion that we have a love here and we have the word down, and we have Allah up there. So if we go there toward Allah, it means, does it mean that so we have to be against the world? But at the same time, the interesting point is that we have so much recommendation in Islamic teaching about the people themselves, that if you're gonna have, I have it like this kind of profile here, that okay, we are human being, we are going toward Allah and nearness to Allah. Al-Qurbu ilallah. This is the end and the goal that we're going to have it. We can call ourselves successful when we go and be close to Allah. As much as we are closer, so it means that we are more successful. So we go this way. What is the role of people here? Is it against this way, or what is that? And the understanding is that people are exactly in the middle of the way. That we're gonna go towards Allah, and it's possible to go through the people. I mean that. So this understanding that we have here people, we have here Allah, and we have to go either way, either this way or that way. But the interesting point is that the teaching of Islam is that no, people are here to help you to go towards Allah. And what is that? Is we have 3 ways for that. Is help, is right, and is morality. And sometimes if we go so deeper to that, it means that sometimes if we neglect these kind of three things that I'm talking here, help people, consider the right of people, and about the morality that you're going to have it in relation with people, if you miss it, so it means that even you miss the way towards the nearest to Allah. So it's not only the case that people are against, are not against the way towards Allah. Sometimes even if we neglect people, so it means that we are deceived. And just I took some traditions that just to touch the surface of the discussion here, that when we talk about the help, see this kind of interesting tradition here from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that قال الله عز وجل, you probably know some of this hadith or heard it before, but this kind of discussion that we started from, that okay, we're gonna go towards Allah and we're gonna have it through the people, and there are three ways of that. The first one is to help people, and says that al-khalqu ayali. Allah says that whole people are my family, are my children. Creature, the whole here is al-khalq, is even doesn't mean that the only servants, probably so that whatever I created. The translation I took it from that is in my servants. Okay, it's a little bit limited. But when it says that al-khalqu ayali means whatever I created is my family, is that I created, so I love it. فَأَحَبُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ, the best one, that I'm the beloved, most beloved among them, among these people, is who? أَلْتَفَهُمْ بِي, who is more, or is the kindest to those people. وَأَسْعَوْهُمْ فِي حَوَائِجِهِمْ, and those who best settle their needs. Let's again recite the translation that Allah says, my servants are my children. Therefore, the most beloved to me are the kindest to them, themselves. So, you see, here we don't have any contradiction between people and Allah. And it is not only that there is no contradiction, but even people are the means and instruments for us to go through that towards Allah. And those who best settle their needs. So, if I'm asking you that, what is the way to go towards Allah? And probably somebody answer me that, okay, let's pray, for example, from the early morning to the end of the day that we have it. And when people come to us, they say that, okay, no, I want to pray. Pray is in itself place, and that it has its own place and situation. Talking to Allah is something, and at the same time having people and help them and be the most helpful people among the people that you live in. So this is one way, one practical spiritual way for your the improving and developing your spirituality. This is the one that sometimes we can experience it among the society that we are in. For example, let's even just directly see that you are in a camp here right now. And this camp have some requirements. So should we like those who request people's help, or are among those people who are helpful for the others? And here we can distinguish ourselves, that how we are close to Allah. And if we just a competition in help, so it means that the same competition among the believers, that okay, let me do it, let me help it. So this is the first step. The second one is the right, that again I have just one hadith here from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that very amazing hadith, that and understanding of that جَعَلَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ حُقُوقَ عِبَادِهِ مُقَدَّمَةً لِحُقُوقِهِ فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحُقُوقِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ كَانَ ذَلِكَ مُؤَدِّيًا إِلَى الْقِيَامِ بِحُقُوقِ اللَّهِ. Allah has placed His servant's right before His own, or as introduction to to his own right. Therefore, whoever supply Allah's servant's right, it would guide him to or her to supply Allah's right. This is the end that we have. This is the destination. Okay, we gonna supply Allah's right. There are some Allah's right here that, okay, you have to do it, you don't have to do it. This like, these are different things, wajib, haram, like that. And so some part of the obligations that we have is directly toward Allah. It's like prayer, to talk to Him. But some of that, or let's say most of that, is through the people's right. That don't say, for example, don't backbite. Is it that? It's like people's right here. That when you don't do it, and that you escape it, and you don't do ghaibah, so it means that at the same time that you cover the people's right, you are in the same way of Allah's way and supplying the Allah's right. Because your friends say to you, this is the best friend again, okay, says to you that, okay, don't tell lie because you're going to deceive some people. At the same time, telling lie is just a kind of treatment with people. So when you say when you tell lie to people, it means that you didn't consider the people's right. But when you escape it, so at the same time you consider it, and it is a way to go towards the way of your spirituality. So he placed his servant's right before or as introduction for the Allah's right. And whoever supply Allah's servant's right, we have a mas'ala here, probably you heard it, that for example, when you are praying and you owe to somebody, and he or she asks you in the middle of your prayer, okay, right now you have to pay to me, okay? You know that breaking the prayer is haram. Without any reason, it's haram to break or prayer. But they say that, okay, because there is a right here from people, and you have to supply it, you have to do it, so it's here it is permissible to just to break your prayer and do your debt here, and okay, again start your prayer. So you know, you see the right here, that, and here we can again test ourselves and our society, that specifically among the Muslims, that we are believers, we have some claim for that. So what is the right that we have it in a small thing, that we tiny thing that we probably have it in our treatment here and there, and let's go to the more important one. And the third one, this is the morality. Morality in a general meaning here. That, alhamdulillah, we have a hadith here from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth Imam, that تبسم الرجل في وجه أخيه حسنة وما عبد الله بشيء أحب إلى الله من إدخال السرور على المؤمن. The last part, I mean, most, there is no worship more beloved to Almighty God or Allah than making a believer happy or joyful. Imam al-Baqir, to smile in the face of a friend is a righteous deed. This is not that we say that, okay, because this is a morality, morality is good, don't talk about the religion, and be just looking for morality, be polite, be, for example, have a smile like that, and that's it. At the same time, this is the alhamdulillah religion that we have, that says that, okay, you are looking for spirituality, you are looking for your development, and if you are looking for that, the real one is nearness to Allah. But what is the way? Yes, we had prayer. It is one way directly to Allah, to talk to Him. But at the same time, people who we live in among them, so they are the best instrument. This is a blessing from Allah. Okay, I gonna go towards Allah. Through what? These people that you live among them. When you make them happy, so it is one step. You help them, one step. You consider or you supply their right, so one step. So it means that when you are... this is why that they say that spirituality in Islam is not in the sense that you go, for example, behind the mountain and have be by yourself and have pray. Don't consider people's right. Don't be among society. Yes, you may go to this step that at the same time that you are among people, you are not with them. What is that? That you, because you are exactly again, let's go to the external one. You are among people. You are sitting here right now. And I'm talking, I'm lecturing here, but you are thinking about your friend. You are among people here. Even when they talk to you, okay, yes. But at the same time, thinking somewhere else. And this is the real believer that we have some signs of them in Hadith, that they are among people. They consider people's, and that they consider people's rights, they help them, they hear. Okay, even they participate, for example, in jihad, is the most obvious concrete one that we have. It even kill people sometimes, but because it is because of the considering someone else, so they are not here. But at the same time, they have some part of their life exactly directly to Allah by praying, like that we have this story from like Imam Ali alayhi salam, that from the during the night, so he was talking to him, but at the same time during the day, when he was busy with people and participating in different activities, but it wasn't the case that okay, we have Imam Ali as a believer at night and as a non-believer, God forbid, for example, during the day. It's not the case. Okay, so we have help, we have right, and we have morality concerning people. And don't forget this last part here. There is no worship more beloved to Almighty Allah. وَمَا عُبِدَ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ. This is ibadah, this is worship. What is that? The best one that we have it here. مِنْ إِدْخَالِ السُّرُورَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ. Just to make believer happy. By different things, by your word, by your money, by whatever, by your just behavior and morality. Okay. And the third P that we have it here, just to have it as a souvenir, like one for 1 year practicing prayer, people, and here we have patience. What is that? Probably you heard this verse. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Seek help in إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. نَسْتَعِينَ here means seek help. وَاسْتَعِينُوا. All people, seek help in patience and prayer. And truly, it is hard, save for the humble-minded. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ first, وَالصَّلَاةِ. First by patience, and after that prayer. It should be some considering and meaning here, that why we have first sabr, why we have first patience, and after that prayer. Probably when we go there, we can understand what is the reason for that. Okay, so. And we have a famous verse that all you know it and remember it, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. By the declining day, if this is the meaning, exact meaning of that, man is in a state of loss. لَفِي خُسْر. Save those who believe and do good works and exhort one another to truth and exhort one another to patience. This is a kind of recommendation of those, is a criteria for people that, okay, am I in loss? And say that all people are like that except save those who have this kind of criteria. Alladhina first amanu, has their faith, has belief. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, again, try. If you remember it, it's not just to sit done. Okay. وتواصوا بالحق means recommend each other to look for the look for truth. Okay. And the fourth one that they talk to each other and recommend each other and here to say exhort one another to patience. We have three kind of patience. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time right now. Just I have to review that. Okay, we have three source of patience. That when we have wasta'inu bis-sabr was-salah, seek for patience and prayer. What is this patience that I'm looking for? That or what is the criteria that what kind of patience should I have that be among those people who have these four criteria? That's amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawassaw bil haqq wa tawassaw bis sabr. What is that? The first one according to hadith is before calamity. Anyhow, it's a word. There are problems in. We cannot say that, okay, if you are looking for a paradise, so you have to go to paradise. But here is the word. And there are some problems. It's not written that you're gonna have no problems in your life. No. The life is problematic. Okay? So you have to be ready for that. And when you just tolerate it, you say that, okay, I accept the calamity. It's a way that, okay, Allah probably put it for me just to test me. Or whatever. This is the world that I live in. So having patience before calamities is one way. Before crime, that, okay, the problem, I mean the scene, the crime here is ready, but I am patient. And the second one is that worship is hard, so you have to be patient. So we have three kinds of patience. Whenever you see a calamity, whenever you live in a problem, that whatever you have in your life, let's say physically or because of the earthquake or whatever that we have it, so you have to be patient. And it could be in the way of Allah that because He asked me, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, because of that, so I consider it, I say that, okay, I'm going to be patient here. You know, in English we call the people refer to the physician as a patient, yeah? If we have some patients there, it's okay for us. Even when we're going to take a petrol, for example, for gas for our car, okay, we may take some, like, the, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes there, just if it, sometimes it's busy like that, okay? Hope we don't have so tolerance and like the patience here in this way that it is in the way of our development here. Okay, before calamity and before crime, that Satan is just talking to you that, okay, why you don't do that? Okay, she talked to you that, why you don't answer? Huh? So it's a sin, it's a crime. So we have to be patient. And worshipping is a hard activity, specifically for those don't have habit for that. So to do worship also. So we have hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam that we have three kinds of sabr. And we are looking for practical way. So, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, these are. And whenever you are not ready, listen to this, that whenever you are not ready for patience in three cases, there is still way to salah. Because it says that وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ first, وَالصَّلَاةِ. And when still we are doubtful or lazy or about the patience that we're going to have it in three ways, so we don't have any fortune for going to the prayer. Okay. I have the fourth one here that I liked it not to miss it, and this is the whole atmosphere of our being to be like a thankful to God. whenever you are nagging, whenever, let's again go to the parent, that always I'm objecting, that why it is that, why it's not, why you don't have that, why you, okay, this kind of process that we have it, so you can assume that what is the situation of your friend, what is the understanding of your friend towards you, that yes, I like her, for example, I love him, and but always this is a mood that he has or she has, that always objecting to me. And we can have the same situation and mood towards Allah, that oh Allah, why this is the case, why you don't have so much like money, why you don't have like, why I'm like that, why my eye is like that, why my ear is like that, but it's not the case. You were not, you were created, so this is existence, it's a blessing, why you don't keep it, why you don't have it right now, and why you don't consider it. And because of this, Allah says that if you thanks God, so He will increase for you. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank Him, so He will increase the blessing for you. But if you just disconsider it, so He says that إِنَّ عَذَابِ, there is a punishment. It's not the case that Allah needs for or thanks here or gratitude here. This is a way just for spirituality and development. Thank you very much, and ask Allah all blessing for you, inshallah, during your life. There was a good memory for me in these 14 classes that I had it with you, and I hope that there was something that was useful for all of us, for me first and yourself, you too. And inshallah, you make dua for me, and I try as a brother to make dua for you, and hope that you had a good memory from Iran and this camp, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.